nature photography. Incredible captures that show us the world in ways the majority of us have never seen before. The world of the wild seen through the lens of the photographer. The 2025 Australian Nature Photographer of the Year exhibition has 6 winning shots from 6 categories on display across 93 finalists and 21 past winners. It takes a different kind of person to take these shots and share them with the world. It takes patience, an open mind and foresight. All the things our next guest will need if they want to be a feature on 2SER Breakfast. The winner of the Animals in Nature category at the 2025 Australian Nature Photographer of the Year exhibition. Charles Davis, welcome to 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here. Yep.
Thank you so much for joining us. Australian Photographer, Nature Photographer of the Year. Congratulations on winning the Animals in Nature category. You've titled it PJ and Crabs. It's the first image on display at the exhibition. I'm looking at this image now, and we've put it up on our 2SER Instagram so you can check it out yourself. A shark swimming over a veritable gang of crabs. How did you take this one, and where were you?
I was about a kilometre off Rye Pier in the Mornington Peninsula, and it was about 7 metres deep, and those crabs were just in their tens of thousands. So they were about 10 crabs deep and then 4 basketball courts across.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of crabs.
You head under the water and all you could hear was the of their legs and the claws clashing. And yeah, it was wild. We called them the Horde.
Oh, that is – so you weren't, like, floating on the surface or anything. You were sort of down – how far deep did you say?
There was other people in the water there that day, and they were all on air, and then I was free diving. So I was on the surface, and then I dived down very slowly, keep my air, and then try and get the shot and try and stay down about a minute and a half, and then come back up.
Wow. And then sort of obviously the timing was excellent there for that one to capture. What sort of shark is that that's moving above them?
So that's a Port Jackson shark. So they get about a metre and a half. They're pretty friendly. They've got more sort of crushing plates in their mouth than teeth.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
So they're all right. Yeah. No, they're fine. But there was quite big bull rays in that area, the same ones that killed Steve, and you'd be down there on top of the crabs and they'd all be nipping at your chest and your stomach as you went over the top of them, and then all of a sudden all these crabs would fly in the air and this enormous 4 meter long stingray just burst through all the crabs.
Whoa.
Throw them into the water column and you go, oh, avoid that. Yeah.
How did you first get into nature photography?
It was kind of a combination of everything I've ever been interested in. So I grew up on a farm, grew up in a hunting family, sciencey family, sporty family, arty family. And then, you know, I just kind of brought all that together one day when I got a camera and I just decided I like chasing animals and makes me happy.
So you're not limited to marine life. It's all sorts of animals and nature that you like to capture.
Oh, I don't mind where the animals are. I'll go after it. If it takes my fancy, I'll go after it. So for that shot, I had to learn how to free dive, and then I had about 6 months to train for it.
Wow! So it's quite the undertaking, then, isn't it?
Yeah, you're all in. So, but it's fun. It's real life Pokemon.
And I'm assuming you need some pretty technical gear to be taking these underwater photographs.
Yeah, so the camera is about $11,000. It's in the housing, and then the housing's about $20,000. And then there's all the diving gear. So yeah, it does get expensive.
Yeah.
But for me, I don't. So it's my full time career. I have a gallery in my hometown of Cooma, and for what I spend on camera gear, for the return I get, I actually find it's quite a cheap investment.
Yeah.
Provided you don't break anything, yeah.
Yeah, and so with your solo gallery, there's a shot on your website of alpine dingoes, and they're rather elusive, aren't they?
Well, for most people, yeah. I see them almost every morning. But it's like any animal. Like, people see what they want to see, and the more in tune you get with nature or a particular environment, the more you see it. And I think anyone would know this if they've ever gone out on a crocodile watching adventure or anything like that, and the host on the boat's just like, there's a crocodile, there's a crocodile, there's a crocodile, and no one can see them. And you're like, how the hell is that guy seeing it? And it's because he's out there every day and he's tuned in.
Right.
You know? And a lot of the animals out there are tuned in to each other as well. So when I go out to find dingoes, I don't look for the dingoes. I look for the kangaroos, and then they tell me where the dingoes are.
Ah, there you go, Charles Davis. That's awesome. Now, have you noticed any sort of changing patterns to wildlife or the environment throughout your career as a nature photographer?
Yeah, so my bread and butter is quite specialised towards snow and Australian animals, and every year it just is a bit worse and a bit worse, and, you know, the last 3 years have been pretty bad. Like, this year wasn't that bad compared to the last two, but it was still shocking.
Yeah.
And every time I go out and I take a photo, you know, I wonder if it's the last time that will ever happen. So that presses on me quite heavily.
Yeah.
Those crabs this year, they nobody even found them, which was concerning.
Seriously, so they went from like 10,000 crabs to nothing.
To nothing, yeah. So nobody could find them. And the year before I went out, they were all around the pier at Rye, and heaps of people were coming because there's a 60 crab limit for each person every day for those crabs, and they taste like dirt, but people take them anyway.
So they've been fished out of existence, potentially.
Well, I don't think they've been fished out of existence, but they got fished away, potentially got fished away from the pier,
yeah,
which was quite a safe space for them, and then they moved a kilometre offshore where no one would really get them. And they're coming in every year to molt. So it's when they're most vulnerable. But they might have just moved to deeper water. You know, it's hard to say, but, yeah, it is a worry.
Well, it is a beautiful shot. PJ and the Crabs, the winning image, the Australian Nature Photographer of the Year for the category of Animals in Nature. And you can check that out yourself at the Australian Museum. The exhibition is on now until the 15th of January. There's heaps of other stuff happening there, wildlife photography workshops. Live animals are going to be there at the Australian Museum as well. It's all happening. Charles Davis, I will put links up to our website of where people can go and check out your gallery when they're there visiting Cooma, and also check out all of your other work beyond this award-winning shot. I thank you so much for your time here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to have a chat.